this very interesting medrash in Parashas Miketz, where the Torah tells us that although the brothers came and they gave money to Yosef to buy their food, on the way home they stopped at an inn. Vayiftach ha'echad esakai, one of them reached into their bag. He was pulling out some hay for his donkey, and he finds his money. And then all the brothers, by the time they came home to the house of Yaakov, their money's there too. Vayiftach ha'echad esakai. So who was this echad who opened up his bag first, his sack, and he found the kesef there? So Chazal says Zelevi. Zelevi shehu meyuchad lamakom. He's called echad because he's unique. The kahuna, the leviyah, comes from Levi. And the Chazal say, why is this important to make note of? The Torah gives a whole pasuk dedicated to this. So there's an interesting medrash. Levi haya medaktik mitzvahs. Levi was very scrupulous, careful in his mitzvahs. And he was big mekayim the mitzvah of loisach soim shor bedishai. Loisach soim shor bedishai is a mitzvah in Torah that if an animal is working in the field, it's not allowed to be muzzled. It has to be able to eat from the food in the field as it's working through the field. So Levi was mekayim that mitzvah of loisach soim shor bedishai. V'nasan l'chamor mimasai, and he was giving his chamor, I guess maybe it was working, to eat. Levi was mekayim the mitzvah of loisach soim shor bedishai. This mitzvah is not a mitzvah which we live with, at least in Nigla and Pshat of our lives. But the Torah makes note of it here. And let's try to understand in Pnimius, why is this relevant? Why is this relevant now? Meaning now, in the world now, perhaps, but also in this parasha, what's going on between Yosef and the brothers, that the Torah has to mention, Vayiftach ha'echad esakai, by the way, Levi is mekayim l'sach soim shor bedishai. And why dafka Levi? Secondly, we have the machlokes in the Gemara. Tfilas arvis reshos, tfilas arvis chayva. Yaakov instituted the mitzvah of davening arvis. And we paskin that it's a reshos, although we're makabel at it as a chayva. Yet the Zohar Kaddish tells us that even the man who holds that tfilas arvis is a reshos would agree that Friday night, tfilas arvis is a chayva. The question is why? What changes on Shabbos that Tfilas Arvis should be a chayva? Either it's a Rishos or it's a chayva? So let's begin in Pnimius by saying the following. You find many times that there are mitzvahs in Niglas Atayra which are not so common in our daily lives, but in Pnimius are very relevant. Many sugis in Tayra like that. Leisach soim shor bedishai is a very big amkas in Pnimius HaTorah. The way that it's brought down in this fermentation is as follows. We have a concept and we find it by the Al Pesach. Kevin Rishus L'mashchis L'hashchis. You have to give him its chelek. Once the Rishus is given to the Mashchis, so to speak, to the Satan, to the Sitra Achra, to take a chelek, it has to be given its chelek. Yeah. We find that by the Akedah, and we find that by Mechivas Yosef, there's a fascinating medrash. Mal Amukos works with this in a couple of places. He says, the Sar HaGadol in the Rekiah, whose name is Amon Manah, who's the Sar Gadol Shal Mitzrayim, in the one hand, in his right hand, he had the Seir Izm of Mechivas Yosef, and in the left hand, the Ayal Shal Yitzhak, and he was Mekatrig. He was Mekatrig, and he said, you were going to give me Yitzhak, and you only gave me an Ayal. And the medrash goes on to say that it was a good taina, and Hashem had to give Eov in place of Yitzchak. And we're also going to be with Mechiras Yosef. So for that, was the Harsaga Harugi Machas. Because, and as he quotes here, that the taina of the Sar HaGadol Amon Manah is, Abay Akide Sritzak, that you gave me an ayal b'makom Yitzchak, v'ha Torah Kosev, that you're not writing your Torah, says the Satan. Says Amon Manah. You can't muzzle me when I have time to eat. I'm allowed to be grazing now. That's the taina of the shor. It's a sar b'adichai. And the satan comes with the similar taina. And he says, the Magal Amukos wants him in Machadish, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lach, that you can't come into Eretz Yisrael, it was in order to quiet the taina of the Satan of Lesachs and Shabadisha, of Mechiris Yosef. That Moshe had to give up his rights to come into Eretz Yisrael in order to silence this kitchen, to feed the Satan Lesachs and Shabadisha. This is a very big chachma, very deep in Lesachs and Shabadisha, as we see. That when the Satan the Sidracha has a right to graze, it can't be muzzled. It can be toiveya, it's food. And perhaps this is the inyan with Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov has encountered the Malach of Esav, so the Satan is working very hard to battle Yaakov, and Yaakov to battle the Satan. And it says, Adalei Sashachar, finally Yaakov wins. We know Yaakov was stronger than the Malach. Why didn't he just take him down? He could have won. So I guess the boxing terminology would be, instead of a KO, it was a TKO. So why? Because the pshat is like this. Because really the Laila belongs to the Sitracha. The daytime is the time of Kedusha. It's Or, it's Gilei Kedusha, it's Chesed. And the night, as we know, is the Zman of the Sitracha. And Yaakov was fighting the Satan, he attacked him in the Gvul of the Sitra Echa. And Yaakov couldn't show his dominance during that time. And this is part of the Eitzah and the tactic in the Chachma of the Sitna Shal Esav, was not only that he should engage Yaakov in this battle, but that Yaakov should be Nichshal and overcoming and defeating the Satan. But Yaakov was smart. And he waited at Alei Sashachar until the time of the Kedusha, and then he won. But this is a Chachmas Shal Yaakov Avinu. Understand, Leisachim Shavadisha. And when Esau wants to make peace with Yaakov, Yaakov says, no, I have to wait till the time comes. Now's not the time for me to make shalom with you. The Har Seir, like Rashi says, Koni Chazal, at that time there's going to be shalom between us. But this is all part of Chachmasai of Yaakov Avinu. We know that Esau is compared to a shor. The Sfarim say that Shor v'chamor. Shor is Esav, and the chamor is Yishma. And so Memela, although the Torah speaks by Lashon Ha'iveh, as Chazal say, it's lav davka shor. Any animal can't be muzzled at the time that it's working in the field. But the Torah refers to shor, because shor is Esav, and Yaakov's encounter with Esav has this dilemma. And he's mekayim d'edin of Esach l'shavidisha. When the brothers are in Mitzrayim, and they realize that they're dealing with a tzafnas paneach, and we know that Yosef is also compared to a shor, whereas Esav is the shor of the klipa, Yosef is the shor of the kedusha, and that's where the zelu mazeh, that Beis Yosef lahava will come and destroy Esav. Yosef is the sitna shel Esav. These are two shor, and the brothers, they realize and they smell on tzafnas paneach, and they say, and we have psukim ufurashim, that they realize that what's going on right now with them in Mitzrayim is due to the fact that they're Mechiras Yosef. And there's a taina. There's a taina on the Shvat HaMakdoshim. And that taina of the Sachn Shabadisha was only fulfilled with the Asar Yogi Malchus. As much as we tried throughout the Dairis to give the Satan something else to chew on, he said, no, you gave me 10 Kedoshim, and I want 10 Kedoshim to eat. And the brothers realized, and they smelled on Yosef, that there's a Tznafas Panech, there's a shore here which is taking a vengeance for the shore of Yosef, which we destroyed. And even in Yehuda, in his battle with Yosef, and in Parshas Vayigash, he overcomes Yosef. And the Tznafas Paneach has to reveal himself. Yosef doesn't overcome, he doesn't squash Yosef, this Tznafas Paneach. He doesn't battle him b'derech Netzach. He battles him b'derech Hoyd, like his name Yehuda, which means that he should admit to who he was. And it was only when Yosef threw up his hands and he said, Ani Yosef, v'lo yachol Yosef lisapik, that's when Yehuda emerged victorious. Because he realized that there's a Leisachon Shabbatisha. You can't overcome the Klipa at times, especially on their turf in Mitzrayim. You have to wait for Yosef to say, I'm Yosef. That's also Mechach Masa Shal Yaakov Avinu. But Yosef, on the other hand, was not concerned with that inyan. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. He was determined to go and to undermine and to overturn the Malchus of Paro and Eretz Mitzrayim. And he was not successful. He did not succeed in doing so. He went to take them on, and was going to defeat B'derech Netzach and to overcome. But it did not work out. L'sachsim Shavadisha. And this is perhaps the reason why the Torah here mentions when Levi and Mitzrayim in the whole sugya and the parsha of dealing with Yosef, that Levi is medaktik v'mitzvus, he understood the inyan which he received from Yaakov Aviv. The Torah is not just telling you that Levi had a shor, or a chamor, and he decided to feed him. He was medaktik. He could have been medaktik in many mitzvus. Why l'sachsan shabedisha? Because this is the chachma which the brothers went down with, the chachma of Yaakov Avinu. Like he gave them advice in approaching the snafas panech, like sachsan shabedisha. Levi is medaktik, and this is yechidah shalmakon, the ha'echad, the inyan of the chachma of Yaakov Avinu, Levi and Yehuda. Unlike Yosef HaTzadik. And perhaps this is why Arvis is a rishus, because this is the gvul of the Sitracha. And we paskin, you can't institute a tilas chayva in the Zman Halayla because it belongs to the Sitracha. But on Shabbos is a whole different inyan. Shabbos is or. Friday night is not choshech, it's not Laila, it's yoin. And there's a bittul to all the klipas. Like we say on Shabbos, L'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha. Even the shor has a manucha on Shabbos. And so Mamela, since Friday night is his man, which belongs to the Kedusha, the Zag Lazar Kodesh, Tfilas Arvis Chayiva Bela Shabbos. This is also true, what we find just in the world, in the Torah world at least, is that there's something which is called Ben Azmanim. Why Ben Azmanim in the summer? There should be yeshiva all year round. Torah is 24/7. The Shad is like this. The Zohar says that there are months which belong to the Sitra Achra and belong to the Kedusha. The months which belong to the Sitra Achra are Tammuz, Av, and Teves. And because the summer months, Tammuz and Av, they belong to the Klipa, there can't be worldwide yeshiva during that time. That would be a violation of L'Sach and Shabbatisha. Those months belong to me. I have to respect the Gvul. Already, Rish Chodesh Elul, everybody's back in yeshiva. But in Teves is different, because since the Ner of Chanukah runs into Teves, it's able to be Meir the entire Chodesh. That's one of the milas of Ner Chanukah. And by the way, Ner Chanukah is also in exactly in this Mahalach of L'Sach and Shabbatisha. It runs into the month of Teves. But what is the inyan of Ner Chanukah? It's not a malcham against the Sitra Achra. You put a light outside, which is in Ner Gvul, just one light. And you light up the darkness a little bit in a way where they're not even margish. It's b'derech hoyd, l'hoydis l'halo. Not that it makes a melchama. It's not a nitzachon. It's b'derech hoyda, like Yehuda. That the or should be in this gala ad alayis ha-shachar. To turn it into light, and when it turns into light, then we win. That's also, the Ner Chanukah respects the inyan of Yisach and Shabbatisha. That's why even Vayiftach Ha'echad Esaka is a meremes of the Ner Chanukah. Vayiftach is at the Pesach HaBayis. Echad, one candle. Esakai Achetich LeRegel Min HaShok. Sakai is like Lashon Shok. The regel HaShor, which is a mazik. Achetich Le that regel, until that regel HaShor goes away. So Vayiftach Ha'echad Esakai. It's a meremes of the Ner Chanukah by Levi, because the whole nace of Ner Chanukah comes from Sheva Levi. And Mamela, we read it during this time of year. Why is that? Not only as it pertains to Chanukah, but because it's Chanukah and Nittel, Xmas, or Zelu Matzeh. And really, the sources of this are in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Adav Chesem and Ab, which we'll reference in a second. But if you take a look at Chanukah and Nittel, they're Mamish Zelu Matzeh. Right, we have an 8-day Yantif, and they make an 8-day Yantif. Our Yantif begins on the 25th of Kislev, and that begins on the 25th of December. I say it's 8 days because it goes from 25th of December to the 1st of January. Like they hold that he was born on the 25th, and therefore his bris milah was on the 1st of January. And just like you remove the orla, and there's a new gila, which is it takes place. So you remove the old year, and now there's a new year. We put lights at the Pesach HaBayis, and they put lights at the Pesach HaBayis. Except their lights are multicolored lights because they're proclaiming and saying Mashiach is here. That Yashka was a Mashiach. Our lights are not like that. We don't have the lights of the Keshis yet because we're saying that, no, it's not here. And we're waiting patiently L'Sach Shabbat Yishai. We said recently that the main colors of Xmas are red, white, and green. Why is that? So we explained because these are the colors of Tzaraas in the Torah. Lavan, Adamdam, and Yerakrak. And basically, when they put up their candles at the Pesach HaBayis with those colors, it's like they're shouting out and telling everyone, there's Tzaraas in this home. And really, Ner Chanukah is an antidote to the whole Indian of Tzaraas without going into the Indian. Balkapana, the roots of this go back really to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Man Aleph, where it says that Adam Rishon was Chote, and he saw that the sun was setting, and he was afraid that it was because of his chet. But when he realized that the sun was starting to rise again, so he had a very big nechama, and he made an 8-day yontif, 2 8-day yontifs. And the Gemara goes on to say that 1 8-day yontif belongs to us in the Kedusha, and 1 8-day yontif, it belongs to the Sitrach. And that's a whole discussion over there in Gemara Avodah Zarah about, you know, their yontifs, how do we deal with those halachically. But in Pnimius, what this refers to is the 8-day yontif of the Kedusha is Chanukah. And the 8-day yontif of the Klipa is Xmas. And it goes back to Adam HaRishon. It just has many different Gilgulim. Because what's the whole Indian of the Chet of Adam HaRishon? Adam HaRishon made a mistake by eating from the Eitz HaDaas. Chazal say that the Nachash told him, if you eat from this tree, you're going to be like Hashem. Hashem created the world when he ate from this tree. And you could be just like him. So what was the Chet of Adam HaRishon, in essence? Is that he forgot that he was a Nivra, and he made himself into a Boire. Well, if you're a Boire, just like nobody created Hashem, nobody created you too. The Klipa that a person errs and thinks that he created himself, that's the klipa of Yeshu. That's Yeshu's klipa. Because if you make a person into a god, that was in Pnimius slightly the mistake of Adam HaRishon, in his greatness, but there was epis something there. And that was the machshava of Yeshu, which was there. When man thinks that he's a god. And that was the Tomas HaNachash. And it just had many different kilgulim. But it was in Mitzrayim too. Because Yom HaLedus as Paro, why do they celebrate Paro's birthday? Because Paro said, I gave birth to myself. I didn't, either he didn't have a father, maybe he had a mother, maybe he was just came out of the ocean, whatever it was, Paro, that clip of Yom HaLedus as Paro, is Paro says about himself, I'm a god. And that tumah was present in Mitzrayim, that tumah of Yeshu, but just in a different form. And we find that when Yosef HaTzadik comes to the house of Eshes Potiphar, and the Torah says, "Vayihi kehayim hazeh, vayeva havayis lasasah." It was kehayim hazeh, and the Tolus Yaakov Yosef says, "Kehayim, chaf hayoyim." That's the 25th of December. And it certainly was not the 25th of December, but it doesn't matter what day it is. Right? They even say that the 25th is not the day that he was born, but that doesn't matter. Whatever day they choose to be the Tumah, that's the day of the Tumah, and we have to respect that day. So, the 25th of December is what? That's Nitl. Vayihi kehayim hazeh, vayeva havayis lasasah. Now we know by Nitl Nach. The Chassidim are very makpid on this, that there's no Liman HaTorah on Nitl Nacht, and there's also no Tachshav Shemitah. Because, you can imagine why there's no Tachshav Shemitah. That's the day that he was born, bringing the Neshamas like that into the world. But we respect the Gvul of the Sitcher Acher. What's the reason why in Pnimius the Sachshav Shemitah? Many reasons are given in Alpi Nigla. But in Pnimius, why is there Lel Nitl? That there's no Liman HaTorah. Some do it from Shki until Chatzais, some do it from Chatzais at Chatzais. What's the inyan? In Pnimius, Pesachon Shavadishai. That mitzvah finds its way, Lamaisa, in this time of year. But Yosef comes, and we know Yosef, he went down to Mitzrayim, he didn't care about Pesachon Shavadishai. And Chazal say it was a yontif, and nobody was home except for him and her. It was the yontif of the Nilus. The yontif of the Nilus means is that it's like the same klipa as the birthday of Paro. The Paro came out of the Nilus, just like Moshe Rabbeinu came out of the Nilus, and Vasya could have said Moshe was also born. And he was a god just like Paro. He was raised in the house of Paro, but she actually named him Moshe. We spoke about this years ago. And he said, "Kimin amayim mishisiu," right? That he wasn't just born out of nowhere, gave birth himself. He was a Jewish child. He came out of the Nile. But anyways, Yosef comes for Yevah Habayis Alasas Malachdai. So what does it mean he came? What work did he come to do? So the Gemara brings two suggestions: either he came to do business with her, or to just take care of business. But the Zohar says, no, Yosef came to learn Torah. Because that's the Iker Esek of a person in this world. So when Eshes Potiphar sees Yosef, understand this now, that he's coming on the Yontif, over there celebrating that Nitl, that Yom Eid, according to their culture. And she says, Yosef, you're learning Torah, but you don't care about Torah? You don't care about Nitl? So then you don't care about Tasha Shemitah either on Nittel too. But it was a very good day for her to see Yosef Etzel because the klipa was very strong in that Yantif. Can you imagine what type of children would have come from Yosef? Another Yeshu. Because you know the Svarim say that Yosef had a very big neshama. He had the neshama which is keshes to Mashiach ben Yosef. Very big neshama. Look what he did to the world. But the Maaseh, she said, if you don't care about Nittel, then you don't care about learning tonight, you don't care about Tashma Shemita either. That's why she grabbed him when she saw it. There was a begida that he did. He wasn't careful in the Sachshon Shabbatishai. But Levi knew who they were. Levi knew who they were. And this is one of the differences between Yehuda and Levi, and Yehuda, Yosef, without going into it, but Yosef was determined to take down the klipa, not in disregard of the Sachshon Shabbatishai. But it didn't work out. And for that, Sachshon Shabbatishai, there's a Mechiras Yosef, and there's an Asar Yogi Malchus, and he comes with a tie in Sachshon Shabbatishai. Somebody once asked Rav Yonasan Avshitz, he says, I understand. He says, why do you keep Nitlnacht? And the Chassidim are very makbid on this. He says, the world only stands on Torah. So if you're not keeping Torah, then how's the world standing? If everybody should listen to you and nobody's going to do anything, how's it going to stand? So he said, you know why? Because Chazal say, Minhag Yisrael Torah hi. And this Minhag itself is Torah. And Bitul Zeu Kiyuma. Sometimes the Bitul of the Davar is the Kiyum HaDavar. You have to respect the Gvulas in the world. So the Minhag Yisrael Torah hi, that Minhag itself, that is Torah. And it's a very big Torah. So, but the Chemas, we could say like this. So, what we're seeing is Leil Nitl and the whole Inyanim is a Minhag Yisrael Torah. And it has a very Chashav Inyan. So, if you take Leil Sachsim Shevidishai, 1,367, the koil maybe. Like Sachsum is Gemachia, Nittel, Minig Yisrael Tairahi. That's the thing. We should be Zechat to have an end to all of these klipas, and we should be in this gala. Finally, Kedushasa, Machusa, Habari, Yisbach Shemai, Bias Goyat Tzedek, Mir, Vimino, Min Yomain.